when the storm first passed, we didn't really realize the extent of what had happened. Our ER entrance faces to the north, and we looked outside, and it was actually a really pretty day and windy. We didn't realize the devastation that had happened behind us. Shortly after that, we got the first phone calls of what had happened, and expected the arrival of patients, our first being three kids, infants, that were in full cardiac arrest, no heartbeat, no respirations. So that sort of set the tone of how severe the tornado had actually been in Tuscaloosa. I remember one of the first ambulance doors that we opened. Normally you have one patient, maybe two patients inside. We opened the ambulance doors, and there's about 12 kids inside this ambulance, and one paramedic. And you kind of get taken back when you see an ambulance full like that. And she just made the statement, we stopped and opened the doors, and, you know, this is what was basically handed to us. And you ask, well, who do these kids belong to? We don't know. You know, they just, parents, good Samaritans, bystanders, just handed these kids that were injured to us, and, you know, we brought them to the hospital. So just, you know, those kind of stick out as things that will always stick with me, just seeing, you know, the kids that we dealt with, and even a lot of the adults that we dealt with, just seeing the dire need that they were in when they showed up, and the amount of people that showed up at each with each ambulance or with each pickup truck load that showed up was just sort of overwhelming. I believe that the recovery, what the community has done, the plan, the vision for what they want Tuscaloosa to become after we've gone through something like this is outstanding. And I think that the community itself supports that. When you look and people think about Tuscaloosa, Alabama, they think about our football team, the championships we've won. But I think that filters down into our community members, that we are the town of champions, and whatever you put in front of us, we're going to overcome. And I believe that is what Tuscaloosa has done over the past 2 years.